In his Algerian garden, Dimitri shows Betty an ancient seat with hidden mechanism, which drops its victims into a great pit, at the bottom of which is a pounding surf. At that moment, three French officers arrive, seeking Ismail. Betty goes into the villa. Dimitri invites the men to seat themselves. But just as he's about to press the operating lever, Betty comes out, and he is unable to carry out his purpose. He snarls that Ismail has escaped after all. The present act opens a few moments later.
Chandu, the magician.
Abdul.
Your Highness.
How did those three French officers arrive?
They came in the great automobile, Your Highness.
Driven by a chauffeur?
No, Your Highness.
Ah. Listen carefully, Abdul. When you are certain the French officers are set outside of the villa, you will drive the automobile down the road to the point where the sharp curve overhangs the sea. There you will get out and send it over the cliff.
But, Your Highness, the French officers will know.
No. They have gone by the small gate to seek Ismail. They must be made to think the brakes of their automobile failed to hold it and... You understand?
Your Highness.
While they are searching for the automobile, we must go.
But if they are searching along the road, Your Highness...
Wait. We will not go that way.
Does Your Highness mean that I am to go also?
No. You will remain here at the villa. Dismiss all the servants. There's enough food here for you for a long time. Do not leave the villa until you hear from me.
But Your Highness, how will you leave the villa?
In the motorboat, of course. Colonel Ravenne and I, with Ismail, will leave immediately with our guests. We must be quick or we will have no time to bring Ismail from the secret room before the French officers return.
The motorboat? But Your Highness, if I do not go, who will operate it?
Ali.
But Ali cannot.
Of course he can. You are not to question me, Abdul. Do as I tell you. If anyone should ask for me, say that I have gone to Algiers and taken our guests.
But you will not be in Algiers?
Of course not. Colonel Ravenne, Ismail, and I will be on the yacht. You will hear from us when the time is right. Are you sure you will?
Dimitri, I have just heard that three French officers are here.
Oh, yes. They are seeking Ismail. He is suspected of being connected with the uprising of the native tribe.
Where are the officers now?
They believe Ismail has escaped, and they are searching on foot in the vicinity of the villa.
You were able to satisfy them of your own good faith?
I am not sure.
Then you...
Wait. I invited them to sit in the old Phoenician alcove, and all would have been well.
No, Dimitri, no!
Yes, indeed. I gave them wine and proposed a toast. And just as I was about to push the lever and shoot them down to the rocks below, where their suspicions would trouble them no more, Betty Lou heard my voice and came running from the villa so that I could not carry out my plan.
You're mad, Dimitri.
It is necessary. This is no time for half measures. If I do not throw them off the scent, our work in Algeria will go for nothing.
But you cannot kill French officers. You will have the French authorities...
No, let us not speak of it. This time I have been unable to do it. But I assure you I am not squeamish when it is necessary to act.
What is your plan now?
Ah, I have a good one. Abdul has gone to send their car over the cliff as if the brakes would not hold.
Ah.
While they are busy with it, we must leave immediately for the yacht in the motorboat.
What about the young regent?
They will go on to Algiers in the motorboat with Delange, while you and I and Ismail continue to the yacht.
But why do that? Why send them in the boat?
I am closing the villa.
Ah.
I told these French officers I should be obliged to leave and offered to allow them to search the grounds. But they prefer to search the hills. There's still no time to lose. A company of the Legion is in the neighborhood. And sooner or later, they'll decide to search the villa.
Dimitri, this is madness. Surely
I will not be questioned, Ravenne. Find Madame Delange now and coach her carefully in the story she is to tell Bob and Betty Lou. So that when they repeat it to their parents and Chandler, it will sound as if it were true. Go. Go quickly. Get Ismail and warn him to hold his tongue. Threaten him. Do what you like. But he must not speak.
No, very well. I'll see to it at once.
Hello, Dimitri. How do I look? You were right about the size. Your shirt just fit. I don't know what he did to my suit, but it certainly looks as good as new.
Ah, yes. No one would think you had been attacked and captured by tribesmen only a few hours ago. Oh, by the way, I have some news for you. We must leave the villa immediately.
Well, what's the matter? Where are we going?
Back to Algiers.
Well, but what about that gang of natives on the road?
Oh, we can't go that way. But I have a motorboat large enough for all of us.
Gee, that sounds swell. You certainly think of everything, Dimitri.
In the French Secret Service, one must be prepared for anything. Would you mind telling Betty... Oh, there she is. I was just saying to Bob that we shall have to leave here immediately.
Why, Dimitri? Did those French officers bring you bad news?
Which French officers?
The three who brought us word of more trouble on the road and advised us to leave here as soon as possible.
Have they gone?
Yes. They, They have to rejoin their company.
But, Dimitri, how can we...
Ah, do not think of it, Betty Lou. You know I would not permit you to run into danger. We need not go by the road. We shall take my motorboat, which is in a cave below. And you'll be back in Algiers very soon.
Oh, won't that be fun? I'm already now except putting on my hat. Are you going with us?
Of course. I shall see you out of danger first.
First?
Yes. I must go to my yacht for a time, and Colonel Ravenne and Ismail are going with me.
But who's going to run the boat?
Don't be silly. I can run it, can't I, Dimitri?
Oh, that won't be necessary, Bob. Ali will take you, and of course, Madame Delange will go with you to Algiers.
Oh, couldn't we go out to the yacht?
Not yet. I think it would be best for you to return to Algiers before your father and mother arrive.
Yeah, that's right, Betty. Mother'd be scared to death if she got there and we were gone.
Oh, well. Oh, there's Colonel Ravenne.
Oh, Ravenne, are you and Madame Delange ready?
Quite ready, Dimitri.
Let us go, then. Come this way, please. Right here.
You mean there's a door in the wall? I certainly can't see it.
One moment.
Dimitri, panel slides right back. Is this another old Phoenician trapdoor?
No, my dear. This is a very modern arrangement. Wait, I'll switch on the light.
Oh, gee. A stairway cut right out of the rock. Where does it go?
Down to the cave on the shore below, where the motorboat is kept, Bob. Come, I'll go first. Betty Lou, you and Bob follow immediately behind me. Ravenne, will you escort Madame Delange?
With pleasure, Dimitri.
You understand thoroughly, Madame. When you reach Algiers, the story is that you were motoring with Bob and Betty, were surrounded by tribesmen, but managed to reach a friend's house. This friend was kind enough to lend you a motorboat to come back to Algiers. It's all very simple. Be careful of questions if Chandler should be in Algiers.
I shall be careful. And if they ask me the name of this friend?
Why, of course you will say Ismail.
Ismail?
There are many men of that name in this part of the country, and it should not be difficult to deceive them. Of course, you will warn the young regents again that no mentions be made of either myself or Dimitri.
I shall be careful.
Hurry, Ravenne. Come, we have no time to wait.
Isn't this thrilling, Bob?
I'll stay. Cold down here, though, don't you think?
Oh, never mind. We shall find wraps in the cabin when we get aboard the boat.
Why is Ismail all dressed up in native clothes all of a sudden, Dimitri?
Oh, he was out looking for information regarding the tribesmen who attacked you. He feels very keenly the insult offered to you as his guest. Is that not so, Ismail?
Exactly, and I shall bring them to justice.
I don't see how you could fight all those fellows even if you knew who they were, Ismail. Say, Dimitri, how much farther does this stairway go?
When we have turned one more corner, we shall find the boat. You hear? Come. Ali, be ready to put to sea immediately.
Your Highness, it is not well to go tonight. It is dangerous.
Still the timid old man, are you, Ali? There's no sign of a storm. Prepare to leave at once.
But, Your Highness...
Do as I tell you. Allow me to help you, ladies. Madame Delange, will you take Betty Lou and Bob down to the cabin? See if you can find some warm cloaks. Perhaps they would prefer to stay in the cabin until we are out to sea.
Very well, Dimitri. Come, Betty dear.
Ravenne, you have instructed Madame?
Yes, she knows exactly what to say.
Good. Now, Ismail, listen. These French officers came to the villa for you. They suspect you have some connection with this native uprising.
Is that accursed Chandler?
Quiet, will you, or I'll push you overboard like...
Dimitri, you did not... You did not...
No. I was interrupted. But understand me. You will say nothing more until we arrive at the yacht. Go below for the present.
Dimitri, I tell you...
Harper, then. Oh, Bob. Perhaps you'd like to come up on deck now. And you, Betty Lou.
Sure we would. Gee, that cliff certainly looks high from here, doesn't it, Dimitri?
It is high.
I'll say... Boy, you can't even see the villa from here.
Isn't it dark tonight?
Yes, but the moon will soon rise, and I'm sure you'll enjoy your trip to Algiers.
Oh, I'm sure I will, Dimitri. Isn't this a nice boat?
Oh, I hope you will have many, many more voyages aboard it. Why are we moving so slowly? Ravenne, please tell Ali we must continue at full speed.
Very well.
Sounds to me like something's the matter with the engine. I'll go with you. Maybe we can help Ollie if he's having trouble.
Betty, my beautiful little Betty Lou. How I wish I could take you to the yacht with me. I hate every moment I spend away from you. But I must dispose of these others first. And then... Ah, oh, Betty Lou.
But what about your work, Dimitri?
Oh, is my work to be compared with you, my darling? Listen, I have news for you. Tomorrow from the yacht, I shall send a wireless containing my resignation from the service. And the next day I shall be in Algiers, and we shall be married.
Oh, Dimitri. Then it's all right for me to tell Mother about you?
Oh, no, not yet, my beloved. I must wait until I receive an answer from Paris. But that need not...
Dimitri, will you not come here a moment, please?
Yes, sir, then.
Wait for me here.
Ollie says there is something seriously wrong with the motor.
Ollie, you fool.
Gee, get help with Dimitri.
Oh, no, no, of course not. But, Ollie, surely you can find out what has happened.
I don't know, Dimitri. I used to have one of these boats. I was always dying, and I never could find out what was the matter with it.
Ravenne, can't you...
No, I know nothing whatever about them.
I said there would be a storm, Your Highness. Look at the clouds.
Gee, yes.
Something you must, Ali.
Your Highness, I cannot. I regret, but...
Fool! Bob, will you take Madame Delange and Betty into the cabin below? I'll take the wheel myself.
I'm sorry, I can't help you, Dimitri.
We must keep the boat out to sea at any cost.
Oh, Your Highness, Your Highness...
I'll look at the engines myself. Ali, you're letting us drift.
Your Highness, I cannot. We are in the tide. We can do nothing.
Dimitri! Dimitri! Keep away from the rocks! Keep away, I tell you! We're drifting onto Dead Man's Shoal!